Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. You got a team, here's a word of the wise. You want to dominate your league? Go to Football Guys. Football, I'm living in a fantasy. Football, got everybody mad at me. Football, because every game I had to win. Football, I got to be a champion. Football, I'm living in a fantasy. Well, how about them Cowboys, Bloom? And at the first round, you're wondering, what's Dallas going to do? Well, they stay put. They get a hell of a player, football playing Jesse. Shout out Mark Schlereth, that's his term. Mazi Smith, defensive tackle from Michigan, is their first rounder. Just going to plug the run, just going to absolutely stuff the run there in the middle of that defensive line for the Cowboys. So they thought about them moving up. There were players we could talk about who they could have moved up for. They stay put, they get a hell of a player from Michigan, and they back it up with another hell of a player, Luke Schoonmaker, Michigan tight end. Bloom, the problem is, it seems like all of their tight ends, aren't they all Big Ten guys? Seems like it. Like, they're kind of the same guy. So Schoonmaker, blocker, he is a Y, so he's got some as a receiver, not going to run away from anyone there. DeMarvion Overshown in the third round, Texas inside linebacker, hell of an athlete. So you work in coverage ability. And again, I know when linebackers can cover and they're athletic, they're like, Micah Parsons. Trust me, I had to fight that with the Drew Sanders pick. It's like, he's not Micah Parsons, everybody. DeMarvion Overshown is not the Micah Parsons, but he is a very athletic, smart inside linebacker. You like to see that third round pick. Fourth rounder, Vilami Felco, San Jose State defensive end. Fifth round, Asim Richards, North Carolina offensive tackle. Liked him at the Senior Bowl. Sixth round, two picks, Eric Scott Jr., Southern Miss corner. Sixth round, Deuce Vaughn, Kansas State, Darren Sproles, running back. Bloom, are you in love? And then seventh rounder, Jalen Brooks, South Carolina wide receiver, who has some talent as well. Let's go over what Dallas did.
Yeah, like Dallas's draft here. I think that we, one of the things we haven't talked about yet, Cease, but we do this division by division, which should be meaningful because teams draft to win their division.
Yes.
First and foremost, if you want to beat the Eagles, you better stop the run.
Yeah.
You better be able to stop the run. Smith is an outstanding player, dancing bear, tough to move, but not just a block eater, as Lance Zierlein would put it. I think Micah Parsons told them to take him. I think you can actually find a clip where he says, we need to take this guy. And a couple hours later, they take him. Schoonmaker is a Matt Waldman favorite. Waldman has him as high a ceiling as anybody in this tight end class. So, now this team has three tight ends, Hendershot, Ferguson, and Schoonmaker. Schoonmaker can be better than Dalton Schultz. And for fantasy, we'll see, because this is going to be a role that's divided among multiple players. Overshown's really nice. And you like what you see here, because Micah Parsons is not going to be he's going to rush. He's going to get after the quarterback. So now you bring back Van Der Esch. You got Jabril Cox, who you know can be a good passing down linebacker. You've got Damone Clark, who showed that he fell too far in the draft. He has some play. And then Overshown, who, all these guys are athletic. They've got great range. They've got versatility. And it gives the team good depth, good development here. Fehoko is not necessarily your developmental edge in the sense that he's got bend and burst. What he's got is he's technically sound already, and he's got that motor. So what's your flavor here? Well, you can do something with that, especially if Micah Parsons is on the other side. Richards is a really nice pick. This is a developmental offensive tackle. This team can develop offensive tackles. They've shown that. Remember all of our gloom and doom, my gloom and doom about the Dallas offensive line and how it hasn't come to fruition. So when this team takes a third day pick that's a developmental tackle, I'm paying attention. Pay attention to Scott. They give up their next year's fifth round pick to get him a competitive, tough, athletic player. Brooks also gives them some length and some toughness. Remember, since Dan Quinn came. See, how often are we talking about defensive coordinators having an influence over the draft?
Right.
But I think you can all, it's from the moment Dan Quinn was on this staff, you see his fingerprints on the draft. You see his fingerprints again on this draft. It's tough, Cease, because there's so many players you want to root for on the Cowboys, but then there's Jerry Jones.
Yeah. And then there's their war room, which looks like the, what is the office for Dr. Evil?
Yeah.
They were taking out those pictures.
Story time. I'll never forget that because of you, I got the opportunity to cover the Denver-Dallas practices and preseason game about 15 years ago. And going out to Valley Ranch, isn't that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Something like that. They actually have like a living room over the practice field, you know, so you can, there's like recliners. Now, by now, I don't even know what it looks like. It probably looks like some sort of penthouse suite. But yeah, the Cowboys, they like their comfort.
Emphasis on penthouse. UDFAs, there's David Durden, West Florida wide receiver for the You Can't Grade a Draft. Okay, take David Durden, number one overall. Can't grade a draft, right? I'll stop belaboring that point. Durden's tons of speed. And by the way, he said no to Denver. Mm. Offer was there. Said no to Denver, goes to Dallas. So fast wide receiver, David Durden. Let's talk about the UDFAs.
Yeah, another fast wide receiver slot in Jalen Moreno-Cropper out of Fresno State. And Cease, if you're going to get a fullback H-back type, isn't North Dakota State the place you would want to, you know? Hunter Lipke, Dallas can find a place for him in their offense. Not necessarily going to translate as a running back, but could be a very useful player, blocking, catching the ball, running, H-back, fullback. We don't talk much about fullbacks anymore.
No, we don't. Although we will talk about Jack Coletto when we get to the far. That's fantastic UDFA. I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's talk about the New York Giants. And mock drafts are weird. There are certain players you know that the team likes, but will they even be there, or will they be like Dante and Clerks? I'm not even supposed to be here today. Banks was a player that I had mocked to them, and he goes there where he should. The need for corner was there. Banks, a hell of a corner. Press zone corner, definitely got top end speed. I like his hip swivel as well, Bloom. So there, Deontay Banks should be crushing it for the Giants. Then they get arguably the best center in this draft, John Michael Schmitz from Minnesota in the second round. Jalen Hyatt, wide receiver, Tennessee. Opinions all over the place about Hyatt. Now, they get him in the third round. Some people said first. I didn't see that. I believe, was it one of your couch guests that call him like an overrated, one of the most overrated players? That along with Will Levis, right? Who said
right.
that?
That was Thor. That was Thor Nystrom. And he just broke down how most of his production came in five games.
Yes.
And most of those games were against very weak opponents.
Yes. Fifth round, Eric Gray, running back, Oklahoma. I like that. Trey Hawkins in the sixth, Old Dominion corner. Seventh round, two picks, Jordan Riley, Oregon defensive tackle. And then Jarvarius Owens, Houston safety. What do you think of what the Giants did?
Yeah, they move up for Banks, which is smart because, like you said, CeCe shouldn't have been there. Wink Martindale basically handpicked this guy. So I like that. It does create some issues if you have turnover, but why should you plan that one of your coaches isn't going to be on the team in 2 or 3 years? I think Banks is going to get in the defense right away. There was some talk that they were looking at Zay Flowers and maybe trying to trade up for Zay Flowers. Give up a fifth and a seventh to move up. Schmitz, like you said, the best center, can probably start right away. One of the best centers. Hyatt. So again, Hyatt as a top 50 pick. Hyatt as a first round pick. Hyatt as a third round pick. I mean, that's where Anthony Schwartz went, right? May the Schwartz be with you. You got speed and you got the ability to go up and win at the catch point, and we'll see from there. That's an element, and Darius Slayton can give them deep speed in the deep game. It has that chemistry with Daniel Jones, but Hyatt gives them something. And it's okay to have specialized roles at wide receiver. I know that we don't like that for fantasy. Makes it more unpredictable week to week. Maybe caps a player's ceiling. But much like we talk about running back by committee, see, it's not necessarily wide receiver by committee. It's just that we don't ask, okay, well, Jalen Hyatt can't run all the parts of the route tree. What if you just don't ask him to?
Right.
DK Metcalf can't run that much of the route tree, right? Now, he's not the kind of physical marvel that DK Metcalf is, but he is fast. He can go up and win the ball in the air. By the way that it worked out, they basically traded Kadarius Toney for Darren Waller.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they needed Waller and Hawkins, who you talked about. I'm skipping there. Developmental athletic cornerback. Eric Gray. Okay, Eric Gray is the kind of running back that teams look to replace, right? You upgrade from an Eric Gray, but he can do all the parts of the job well.
He's Ernest Johnson. Like, yeah. You're solid, baby.
He's a solid running back. Now, Saquon Barkley, not exactly known for his durability, and Saquon Barkley, will he even be with the team next year? You look to upgrade from Gray, but also if you have to go into the season with Gray as one of your primary backs, you're okay with that. You're okay with that if the other parts of the offense are coming into focus. That's certainly what they're trying to do.
What do we
here.
Talk about? We talk about windows in fantasy football. If we're doing the fantasy football angle, like Gray might only matter for 3 weeks to win your league.
To win your league, exactly. Yeah. This year, potentially. Yeah. And Riley, there's your block eater. In Lancer Lyons terms, it's all right when you're taking them late in the draft. Owens is a project, but has the anticipation and aggression that you like at safety.
Man, Lancer Lyons, one of the best in the business. One of the best men that you run into. I was just texting with Chad Ryder this morning, also from NFL.com. Another one of those, like, just great guys, loves the work, loves the grind. I love the fact that the Giants got DK Metcalf's clone as an undrafted free agent. His name is Bryce Ford Wheaton. I wrote him up at the footballguys.com newswire. Huge. What is he? 6'4", 220, ran a 4.36. Right. So, like, yeah, he can't run every – I don't care. He's 6'4", 220 and runs a 4.36. Use him. Ford Wheaton, certainly a player in Dynasty and Deep Dynasty to keep an eye on.
Yeah, he's in the Bloom 100. And, again, let's watch – rookie mini camp, OTAs, training camp. And see, so what I like is that players sometimes will speak out and tell us right away, hey, this guy can play. So, yeah, they took Hyatt in the third round. They took Ford Wheaton. Well, they didn't take him anywhere. They signed him to an undrafted free agent contract. Could Ford Wheaton pass Hyatt or be arriving early than Hyatt? Because they play a similar role in this offense. Again, a role that's needed, that big long receiver who has the speed to get downfield and win the deep passing game. This is exciting for the Giants. Again, we talked to Paul Perticchese. Love Paul. He's another a wonderful human being and a wonderful draft analyst, wonderful football mind. We have Paul on for the first hour every year in our life. Giants weren't picking. He's a Giants guy. Giants weren't picking in the first hour or the second hour or the third hour, really. They got there just under the gun, but Giants, things are getting a lot better for that franchise.
I regularly write a love letter to Howie Roseman.
Yeah.
I love
him.
Like, I just, I'm not kissing up to Jason Wood. I'm not an Eagles fan. But my God, Howie, this is unfair. It's absolutely unfair what the league allows Howie Roseman to do. Like, you know, they have Howie Roseman, right? Like, seriously? The Eagles with Jalen Carter at 9, an option. There was a possibility he could have been number one overall, whatever. But, like, okay, Jalen Carter in that locker room and that veteran presence, like, you talk about someone that's going to, you know, get his game right where it needs to be with all those veterans around him. It's perfect. It's beautiful, man. It sounds like Snowball from Clerks. Like, it's beautiful. Jalen Carter's incredible, intense. You know, fierce Tasmanian devil on the defensive line. And then to follow that up with Nolan Smith. Mm-hmm. Okay, Georgia. All right, the Georgia Eagles. Like, okay, so now you have Nolan Smith. His pec's going to be fine. He's at 31. You got Jalen Carter on the defensive tackle. You talk about a guy that can, you know, eat up that space, allow Smith to rush behind him, and also Carter can rush himself. I mean, it's beautiful. It's perfect, man. Howie, I love you. Third round pick, two of them, Tyler Steen, Alabama offensive tackle, Sidney Brown, Illinois safety. Fourth round, if there was a Tariq Woolen in this class, it's Kaylee Ringo. Cornerback from Georgia, has got some length to his game, certainly has some speed. Doesn't know what he's doing yet, but remember, Tariq Woolen at UTSA had no idea what he was doing, but he's 6'4 and runs a 4.2 and led the league in interceptions as a rookie. I'm not saying Ringo's going to do that, but on this defense, Bloom, again, unfair. Mm-hmm. You get a corner like that in the fourth. You got to play the Eagles, everybody. Like that. Anyway, Tanner McKee, Stanford quarterback. Saw him on the All-Star road trip. It's fine. Sixth rounder. Moro Ojomo, Texas defensive end. Some things to like about him in the seventh round, Bloom. I'll stop praising Howie and allow you to do that now.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the things, I was on the radio in Atlanta yesterday, and they were asking, hey, should Atlanta have taken Jalen Carter instead of Bijan Robinson? And one of the things you point out here is when you're the Eagles and you're in a Super Bowl window and you have two first-round picks, then you have a little more leeway to take that boom-bust pick. So I don't know that it would have been the right pick for Atlanta at 8, even though it was the right pick at 9, especially just moving up. Just make sure. Just make sure. If Chicago's willing to trade down, make sure it's not somebody else for Carter. They gave up a 2024 fourth to do it. Nolan Smith. And this is one of those players that, and we talked about this with Trevon Walker last year, where don't get hung up on production, because what he was asked to do at Georgia might not be what he's asked to do in the pros. And certainly to harness those incredible traits, I think you could see him line up next to his former teammate, Nakobe Dean, even as inside linebacker for IDP leagues. You're really intrigued here. And what's the other thing you see here is you have so many veterans, whether it's on the defensive line or edge, that give these players time to develop. They're not going to be thrown into the fire right away. Yep. So you like that. Tyler Steen. Well, here's a good plan for a starting guard, a guy who was a tackle at Alabama. That guy, he doesn't have the footwork to stay a tackle in the NFL, but he was a starting tackle at Alabama. Before that, I think maybe at Vanderbilt. Okay, this guy's going to be able to play. You kick him inside the guard. I think that's a great pick. Sidney Brown, Chase Brown's twin brother, and they moved up. They gave up a 2024 fifth to get him. Box safety, highly athletic. Keely Ringo. Traits first round, right?
Yes.
First round pick in terms of traits.
Yes.
Now the next question ceases, is he a safety? Is this a guy that you put at safety, right? If you have incredible traits as defensive back, but maybe the click and close, the staying in phase, the footwork, because cornerback, oh my. You want to talk about you have to be a perfectionist to play cornerback in the NFL. As a safety, your traits can make up for some things that it can't at cornerback. Sorry. I mean, because you're playing elite athletes every week, right? So, again, another Georgia player. This is a good pick. They gave up their 2024 third to get him, but I think it's the right move. McKee, could he be more different than Jalen Hurts? I mean, could you have picked, Cease, if you were just had a little quiz, which quarterback prospect in this draft is most different than Jalen Hurts?
Right.
It might have been the stationary pocket passer, but the Eagles have been developing quarterbacks pretty well. Ojomo is a good run stuffer. Maybe there's a little bit there as a pass rusher. Certainly when you're surrounded by all these talents, some stuff could rub off there. Late round pick for the Eagles. But all of the gushing. And the other thing is, what are we talking about? Howie doesn't sit back.
Nope.
He brings in the 2024 draft. Oh, by the way, they got DeAndre Swift for a 2025 fourth.
And they let him do it. They let Howie Roseman, like, highway robbery, everybody.
Yeah, it's just 1 year of Swift. I mean, maybe they can recoup something on the back end if they don't keep Swift and he gets a good enough contract stuff as a running back to get a comp pick. But this was a team, you love this, right? Because in this offense, it can be a highly productive backfield without investing in it. So you throw a prove-it contract at Rashad Penny, right? You pick up Trey Sermon off of waivers. Right? You give up a fourth round pick 2 years in the future. How do you even discount that, Cease? Is that a sixth round pick? Because it's going to be a late fourth round pick, right? So to bring in DeAndre Swift, who we know has talent, that it was the fit. I think it was just the relationship. I think it was some things maybe that were behind the scenes that we didn't see. Give him a fresh start. Love that. And I think, don't quote me on this, but I think that the Eagles got a pick from Houston for 2 sevenths. That then turned into the Tampa Bay 2024 fifth. That's magic. That's pulling a rabbit out of a hat. And that's how you make up for these future picks that you give away to get a player like Ringo or to move up and get a Sidney Brown. So the wheels are always turning in Howie Roseman's head.
Howie Roseman loves the wheeling and dealing.
Yeah.
And I will say this. We've talked about it. We'll keep it somewhat brief, Bloom. I'll throw it back to you. Players learn more from players than they do from coaches.
Yes.
Remember that. The Eagles just got flipping fantastic. I want, so want to cuss. Joe, please let me have one.
Sorry, Joe Plus.
It will be the cuss word I use to describe the Eagles draft because they got some flipping great talent that's going to learn from some flipping great talent. The Eagles aren't going anywhere, baby.
No. No, and it's tough. I mean, it's tough if you're a Giants fan. It's tough if you're a Cowboys fan. It's always been, well, it hasn't always been tough if you're a Washington fan. There was a heyday back there. John Riggins, Mark Rippon. It's been a while. Robert Griffin III for a second there. Yeah, the Eagles are the class. See, every year it's been a new team in the NFC forever, it seems like. There was that stretch where it was either Brady, Manning, or Roethlisberger in the Super Bowl with Joe Flacco saying, hey, hi, this is my cameo. And then it was always a different quarterback, a different team in the Super Bowl in the NFC. We'll see if someone can knock Philly off of that perch.
UDFAs for the Philadelphia Eagles, Mekhi Garner and Eli Ricks. You got an LSU corner and an Alabama corner undrafted. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like Joseph Nagata's got strong hands, but he can't separate, and that's why I'm not going to bring him up. I just did. But you got two SEC corners undrafted again. Hi, Roseman, everybody.
Yeah, and yeah, I had a Clemson wide receiver in Nagata, and I'll bring up Nagata just because I think they gave him $200,000, something like that. One of those priority, true priority.
They're going to make him a tight end. Like he can't separate.
Maybe. Like maybe. I mean, hey, let's watch and see, because if it's Howie, you know he's got a plan.
You know, he's got Howie. So love him. Love him. Washington Commanders.
We have to talk about Washington.
I suppose. Let's go. Washington. Here we go. Okay. Emmanuel Forbes, a corner, Mississippi State. The need was there. It was kind of a called pick, just depending on which corner was going to be there. Forbes gets that call at 16 in the first round. Then they go Jartavius Martin, Illinois safety in the second, you know, probably about where he should have gone. Again, I thought Branch and Battle would go in the first. But anyway, Ricky Stromberg, third round, Arkansas center. Braden Daniels, Utah guard in the fourth round. KJ Henry, Clemson defensive end. There's Chris Rodriguez, Kentucky running back in the sixth round. Interesting, Bloom. We'll put a pin in it. And then Andre Jones, Louisiana outside linebacker in the seventh.
See, so I'm interested in your take on this. I don't mind Forbes in the first round. I like Forbes. And I generally like players that are a first-round pick where there's something about their traits that is not just not ideal. Let's say like Bryce Young, right? Where if a player can get drafted in the first round and they have a trait that sometimes is a cross-out, knock them off the board, knockout trait, like if you're outside of the threshold, and you still see that player go in the first round, that means he can play. That means he can play. And that's why I don't mind Emmanuel Forbes. It's a guy who had 14 interceptions, six pick sixes, tied a football FBS record with six pick sixes. Maybe a little bit of a freelancer, but I think he's got great instincts, great intuition. 166 pounds. 166 pounds. And not 166, and he's going to add. He's probably pretty maxed out at like a 6 foot 166 frame. This is a good thought experiment that's going to play out in reality. Can a 166-pound corner hang, especially in a division where you have Philadelphia and Dallas, who loves to run the ball? We'll see. Thoughts on the 166-pound corner experiment?
Nope.
Yeah. I mean, even in six-man football at Wyoming, you probably would have ran at him, right?
Oh, yeah. Actually, 166 would have been our biggest guy, but that's why we lost to a Rickery. In the state championship, because Big E was our biggest guy. Shout out Big E. And he was 155. And Rickery's smallest guy was 210.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's why they beat him by 20.
He would have been an offensive tackle on that team. Quan Martin, highly athletic, jump out of the gym kind of athleticism. Where does he fit? I would say as a safety, maybe as a slot corner. They like their safeties. Okay, it's fine. Stromberg, at the very least, is going to be depth. Certainly can become a starter on the interior offensive line. Daniels is a developmental offensive lineman. Again, start out as depth, you develop him. Henry's interesting. Again, you don't necessarily have gaudy traits. What you have is a first step and a motor that runs really hot and highly productive. I think more productive in terms of pressures than his teammate Miles Murphy, who went in the first round. You have Rodriguez. And, redundancy, and I'm okay with redundancy. We'll get to Seattle and Zach Charbonnet when we talk about some redundancy, right? Because Rodriguez and his strengths, similar to Brian Robinson, right? A finisher, finishes runs, finishes games. Now, I don't know if that's something that's going to be in a lot of game scripts for Washington, but gives you that depth. It's a, not a bad pick. There's a fit there. Jones, another, he's more the opposite of Henry, where he's a developmental player who hasn't realized what he has in his potential with his physical traits. So, yeah, it's Washington. Yeah, it's a footnote in this division. And we'll see about ownership. We'll see what this team does eventually at quarterback. Sam Howell's going to give his get his chance. You know, this is one of those years that I don't know. What are we going to say? How are we going to make the alliteration work with one of those quarterbacks? Like, be woeful for Williams or something like that. I mean, this is that kind of year for Washington.
Calling for Caleb.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. All right. And then I want it that May. Says so Drake May, right? I want that May.
Yeah.
Tell me why. Tell me why we got to talk about Mitchell Tinsley. I actually like him, whether Western Kentucky or Penn State. I wrote him up the Football Guys Newswire. Check out our free daily newsletter. It's back, everybody. And commentary by me, Sigmund, and Joe Bryant. So, yeah, Mitchell Tinsley, feisty, competitive, over the middle, not going to pull away with speed, but going to catch everything thrown his way.
Yeah, a Penn State slot. Jordan Norwood, right? A Penn State slot. Yeah. That guy can hang around the league. That guy can be productive. And I think that wherever he would have landed, we would say he's got a good chance to make the team.
Never eat sour wheat. We're going through the East now. We did NFC East. That means the AFC East is coming up next. He's Sigmund Bloom. I'm Cecil Lammy. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Sigmund Bloom, at Cecil Lammy. The show is at the Audible. And remember, you watch our show on YouTube. Now you can hear extra bonus episodes right here if you subscribe via Spotify, Apple Music, however you enjoy your podcasts. We're glad you're here with us enjoying this podcast. He's Sigmund, I'm Cecil. AFC East talk, that's coming up next.
More football guys and the better people I surround myself with, the better I'm going to be.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.